Hey guys, welcome to the Parokas Podcast, where we talk about things that you probably should too. Today I'm joined by...
Hey guys, it's Noah, or NoahDog54.
I'm John, also known as Jeebens Feebens.
And I am your amazingly Christmassy host, Ethan, otherwise known as Flabzix Gaming on YouTube. And Twitch, technically Twitch, but I don't do anything over there right now. But anyway, you heard it. Merry Christmas, everybody. This is the episode that's going up for Christmas. Obviously, it's not going on Christmas, but I explained to the Patreon people, which if you want to get an in-depth look at how we start these episodes and the weird banter that happens in them, head on over to Patreon. You can get our pre-recorded conversations. But anyway, so in that pre-recorded conversation, I mentioned that Christmas takes place. I'm pretty sure it's on a Wednesday this year. Which is not good for the podcast, because if we were to wait another week, the episode will go out on that Friday, which would be 2 days after Christmas, and so it doesn't really make a whole lot of sense to do that, because we actually did that last year, and I still hate myself for wanting to for doing that last year. So we're doing it differently this year. We're going to do it before Christmas, that way it makes sense, and then New Year's as well would be the same thing. The next one directly after this one would be the New Year's one, which John and Noah will be hosting that, whoever wins this episode. But yeah, so Merry Christmas, guys. You probably right now are hearing some, non-copyrighted Christmas music, because I want to make it a little festive. I think I did that 1 year. I think it was the first Christmas we did this, because this is our third Christmas of the Provokers podcast. Isn't that crazy? So I think on the first Christmas I did that, I think it was called Holiday Traditions, and I liked the fact that the music was behind it. And so that's what we're going to be doing this time again. This time I know a bit more about levels, so the music won't be as loud this time. But I still think it's going to be nice to have. So that's the foray for this episode. In the meantime, you guys got any small talk? You guys doing anything? You stuffing some presents, sucking some toes? You doing anything important?
Sucking some toes. Why is that something you had to say?
Well, because I'm just trying to think. I'm just trying to accommodate you, Noah. I'm just trying to accommodate you and what you do on a daily basis. So I just wanted to, accommodate you.
Firstly, I don't suck toes on a daily basis. Secondly,
they don't have proof of that.
The only time I ever mentioned sucking toes was when I told John to suck my hairy left toe in one episode.
Exactly. So you have a thing for sucking toes. So that's why I needed to accommodate you. You know what I mean?
I don't. But okay. Either way, past week or so has been good. My work is actually doing something very interesting. They're doing like a 12 days of Christmas thing. So Monday and Wednesday we get presents, and Fridays we get a paid for lunch, which is actually very nice. And the presents, we have no idea what they are. They're mostly right. They've actually been pretty good so far. Last night, I actually went to a party that took place in a house that looked like the house from Home Alone.
So what you're saying is they're rich.
Oh, yeah. Like, this looks like the Home Alone house, but, like, if it was upgraded times 10.
That is...
So did you go to Elon Musk's house? That's literally a billionaire's mansion. Like, that's not possible.
It was nice, man. I was like, I will never see a place like this again in my life.
Tell me you're over-exaggerating without telling me.
Dude, I don't understand. It's a half hour away from us, and I still didn't even know that existed.
All right, moving off of Noah's thing, John, you got anything going on with you?
I just finished my finals for this semester. I did all right on some of them, for sure, and less all right on others, but it's fine.
Sure.
You did not sound confident in any of those statements.
According to... One of them was online, and if the grade is not changed when they review it, it was like 30%. It was so bad, because there were so many questions that were, like, they had multiple answers. And if you didn't have all of the answers that could possibly correct, it was just zero. Like you, if you had like most of it right, but you forgot one thing, then it's a zero, according to the online thing. So hopefully, it's just something that they when they manually review it, they're like, oh, this isn't worth 0 points, and I will get more.
Fun.
Yeah. So a little behind the scenes, I guess. Not really, but sort of. If you head on over to a Twitch channel named Jeebens Feebens. John, you've heard of that channel, right? Jeebens Feebens? You've heard of them a couple times, right?
Vaguely, yeah. Kind of. I've heard of the videos and the YouTube and the streams once or twice.
So that person over at Jeebens Feebens did a Faz stream with two totally normal individuals, and in that stream, because I like to, because obviously let's break the fourth wall here, I was one of the normal individuals, right? I watched the footage back, and also I kind of watched the stream back as well. And when John was dead, because if you didn't see John's stream, he died at least 15 times. So when John was dead, he would talk about how you were doing those things. Like you had a group project you needed to put your name on, or like something, I forgot exactly what it was. But stuff like that. So makes sense. But
that
I guess
went well.
I felt, because I was watching your stream, and I'm just like, there's so many times where I'm like, is John okay? Is he doing all right? Because like, there was a time where like, so you remember that the one moment where Axel made the camera fly or whatever, like it was clipped into the wall. He had showed you that. I was already at the house when he did when he was doing that. So when I came back in, being like, oh, you didn't tell me the last airbender, and you were like, oh, he did say that. I'm like, what do you mean he did say that? I didn't hear anything. and there's a couple times like that where I'm like, oh, my goodness, is this guy okay? Is he needed his prune juice that day? But outside of school, you doing anything interesting, John?
I am going to a place with another person, probably Friday. So
a place with a person that's unconfirmed, man.
Yeah,
this is the biggest Scooby-Doo mystery we've ever seen. But yeah, I know what John's referring to. I guess I'm assuming that, I don't know, like, I've heard of the place he's going to, but I don't know if it's local. I guess maybe it is if he didn't say it.
I think there's like two different locations, and based on things that is people know about me, they could probably extrapolate roughly where I'm from. With the knowledge of where I'm going. So it's like, it's local, but it's not local at the same time.
I see. Either way, I know what he's referring to. I've never personally been there myself. I don't even know what that is, that place that he's talking about. But I just, I've heard of it. As for me, I've not been doing much this week. I didn't need to work this week at all, actually. Because they've been training someone new. So I didn't need it. It's a very small kitchen, so if you're... if you're cooking up the chicken or the steak or something, and then two other people try to get by you, it's gonna be a mess. So really, they like to have two to three people max in there, and there's usually two people always, and then the third person's either like a new training person, or sometimes it's me. So I didn't need to work at all this week. But one thing I like about this time of year, though, that I haven't said yet, is the year in review stuff. So Spotify Wrapped, I don't use Spotify, so I didn't care about that. Apparently people were flocking to that, I guess. But that's the type of thing. Steam's, I think, is in a couple days here. Steam's year in review should be here pretty soon. Amazon Music just did theirs, which was really cool to see. Nintendo Switch is going to be doing theirs pretty soon. So all my favorite stuff is going to be coming, and I'm going to be able to see my year in review of like what I did throughout the months and what my favorite game was on Steam, which I'm going to make a bet right now. Is probably, I would say Faz, but I had a dry streak of Faz this year. I'm gonna say maybe Escape the Backrooms, because we played that like four different times. Because I played it with John initially, then I played with John again after the major update, then me, John, and Axel played it together, and then I played it on stream. So I played that game at least four times, going through the entire game. So my guess is that's probably gonna be my favorite game, the like Steam year in review thing. A lot of great games came out this year, but that's why I'm super excited to see my year in review, to see what kind of stuff I did, because this is just fun information, knowing what, like, for example, Spotify, I guess you saw what music you listen to. Someone also, the reason I'm bringing this up, as well as the fact that I just wanted to talk about it, someone sent in an email, there was not really much text, it was just like a couple of sentences, but someone sent in their Apple Podcasts, or Apple Music thing. Which, because the Apple Podcast doesn't have a year in review, but Apple Music does, and Apple Music is I guess, connected Apple Podcasts. I don't understand how Apple does this crap, alright? I'm just the messenger. But they sent me a picture of on the thing that said, your most listened to podcast was us, in their picture. It was the Provokers Podcast. So first of all, thank you for being an OG, appreciate you. They didn't attach a name to this, so I don't know what your name is, but you know who you are. And first of all, thank you so much for letting us know that you've listened to our podcast this much. What are the hours? 76 hours. So you must be sick of us already. 76 hours. That would imply that you've listened to at least 80 plus episodes at that point, which is insane. That's just this year too. So that's insanity. So thank you so much again. You didn't attach a name to this, so I can't. I wish I could say your name, but you didn't attach one. So, but you know who you are. And I'm sure there might be other people out there that have that same similar situation, but I won't know about it until you guys send that stuff in. But that's amazing. So thank you so much for not only listening to us, but listening to us that much. So that's it, John. Mm-hmm. That's all you got to say.
Yep.
Wow. I see how it is. You just hate our audience. That's what it is.
Yep, that's exactly what I said.
Makes sense. With that being said, Noah, you got some headlines, man. You're the headline guy, so you gotta start wrapping this up. I had to cover for you, then John had to cover for you. Like, you really gotta stop pushing this away, man.
Someone else is gonna have to cover for me because I was not made aware that this was my job.
Oh, okay, so John, you gotta cover for Noah. You got something, John?
Oh well, you see, this might be a little self-serving, but there's this YouTube channel, right? And this might be like reaching the levels of Career Showcase, but it's fine. There's this YouTube channel called Jeep and Stevens. They uploaded a video tomorrow. It's in the future. I got the scoop, you know. It's called the Wrath of Jeepins, and it's 2.5 hours long. So that's gonna be fun.
Wait, what is it?
It's the Wrath of Jeepins. It's a permadeath episode.
Oh, I see.
It's about as long as the movie.
It's a whole movie, yeah. So
I see. I guess that qualifies as a headline. I'm not too sure about that one. We'll see. Either way, so I guess we'll go off of that. Obviously, it's like, I'm just too busy to really look at headline stuff anymore. I honestly haven't touched Twitter like in 2 weeks, so you know, I don't have headlines. That's why I keep pawing it off to these bozos over here, seeing if they can come up with something. Noah gets a D- for improv. John gets a B+ for improv, so you know, there's that. Those grades will reflect on your final paper, so make sure, your final grade, I mean, so make sure you just do better. But with that being said, I'm going to skip Creator Showcase because, you know, John's just over here promoting himself, I guess that's what we're doing around here.
You can promote
yourself. Like what?
You can promote yourself too there.
Nah, I don't feel like it. So, welcome everyone to the Christmas episode. And the title of this episode does actually allude to what we're going to be talking about. It's a one-for-one. So today we're going to be talking about the true meaning of Christmas. What does that mean? Who knows? We're going to be answering that today. And what I more accurately want to talk about is, what does the true meaning of Christmas mean to you, to John, to Noah, to myself even? We're going to learn all these questions and more in this episode today. And if we need to get serious, so be it. And like, this might be a serious episode light edition or something. True meaning of Christmas depends on the person. That's why I think it's going to be a very interesting episode. We're going to talk about what Christmas means to you. We obviously can't have a full-on conversation with you at home, but me and John and Noah will be talking about what Christmas means to us. And once the episode airs, and especially since this comes out before Christmas, feel free to message either me, John, Noah, whoever, about what Christmas means to you. So I think John, pick a number. 1 to 10.
5.
Alright, Noah, pick a number.
7.
Alright, the answer was 7, but I'm gonna give it to John anyway. So John, you get to go first. So John, what does the true meaning of Christmas mean to you?
For me, I would say it mostly is about spending time with family. You know, I've said on previous episodes, I believe, that I don't see my siblings all all too often, because one of them lives like 4 hours away, the other two live in a completely different state. So I don't see them like all the time. I see them mostly on the holidays, so it's always nice and the highlight of the holiday to see them and spend time with them. And obviously it's nice to get presents, but I tend to be like, most of the stuff I ask for is things that I would be able to get myself. So the main joy of that, of the presents, comes from like giving presents and being able to be like, hey, I know this person, I got them something that I think they like, and then when they open it, they're like, oh, this is awesome, and like that's always fun to see.
I see. Well, pretty good answer. But Noah, since you picked a terrible number, you get to go next. So what does the true meaning of Christmas mean to you?
I guess the true meaning of Christmas to me would be, like John said, spending time with family. So for me, that would be like my grandparents, my mother, my sisters, maybe even like my family in Florida, but that's kind of hit or miss because, you know, they're all the way in Florida. As much as I would love to be there for Christmas, I just don't think it'll happen this year. But nonetheless, I could still spend time with my family up here on Christmas, and like John said, I do like receiving presents, but I find I actually do like giving presents more as well. But on top of that, I just like spending time with family on Christmas, because it's nice. And like John said, he doesn't get to see a lot of people a lot of the time during the year. I don't either. So it is a nice time for family to come together. And it's usually just a very good time to have everyone house and talking and doing whatever.
Gotcha. Well, no, I was talking though, John. I just remembered. John, what your brother should do for Christmas is he should make a drawing of him stabbing you in the dream scenario and put it in a picture frame that way you can immortalize it forever.
Right. That would be truly something special. I would agree.
And I think if he doesn't do that, I might have to sue him for something. Not anything particular, you know? Just something.
It's unrelated, really, what you're suing it for. It's just, that's the, like, bottleneck, right? It's like, you're like, well, I'm suing you for this reason, but it's because you did the drawing. It's,
right, so legally, that has nothing I could, like, sue him for a vehicular manslaughter, but it's really just because he didn't give you the drawing for Christmas,
right.
You know what I mean?
Like legally, the issue is the vehicular manslaughter, but personally, the issue is the drawing.
Exactly, and I'll be sure to notify my lawyer so he understands the whole thing. So the true meaning of Christmas is a different thing for everybody, and I said this at the beginning, but it's important to understand that, because your true meaning of Christmas, and now obviously John and Noah had similar answers, but the true meaning of Christmas means something different for everybody, because some people don't have a family. Some people don't have someone to celebrate Christmas with. In fact, that's why I'm going to be talking about the true meaning of Christmas just in general, because Christmas has been deemed one of the most lonely times of the year. And there's people that lost someone near the Christmas season. There's some people that have been broken up with that were near the Christmas season. Christmas is one of the loneliest times of the year. So as I mentioned, the two scenarios there where they didn't have the family there, or they got broken up with, whatever. I personally actually know someone who lost a loved one around the Christmas time, and so for them, it's not a great time of year. Like, they're surrounded by all this joy and all this happiness, but internally, you can't be. And it's kind of sad the way that works, and unfortunately, that's just how life works. Sometimes someone decides to leave, sometimes, unfortunately, some people need to move on to the next life type of thing, you know? So, but it's unfortunate, because you're still stuck here on Earth with the burden of the passing, or the burden of the person leaving. Now, those are just two scenarios. There's other scenarios where you could feel lonely in Christmas and that kind of thing. Maybe you don't have someone at all. Maybe that could be something. Where you've tried to date, like, this is mostly in the relationship side, I guess. You've tried to date, but you can't find anyone, and Christmas, you're just reminded of, like, family spending time together, and you don't have that same experience. And so, same type of thing, though, where you're surrounded by joy, happiness, and love, but you don't get any of it. Because internally, you can't, like, correspond with the way they're feeling, because you don't have a partner, you don't have a family to celebrate it with, you don't have whatever, like, insert what you don't have here. And so the meaning of Christmas might be bad for some people. It might be a terrible time of the year for some people. And it's sad to think about, because I'm a person that loves Christmas. It's my favorite time of the year. I just talked about how I love the year in review stuff. I talked about in the previous couple episodes that I love giving gifts and stuff like that. And we're not going to sit here and lie to you saying we hate receiving gifts. I hate Christmas. I'm the Grinch, you know. And so I think it's a great time of the year. But I know for a lot of people, it's not. It's actually their least favorite time of the year. But John, did you want to add to this conversation here?
Yeah, I was actually going to say, I know someone who's like a family friend that, I think this was last year, he was over for Christmas, and he was saying to me, like, you know, I don't really like Christmas. I'm like, really? That's very interesting to me. And he said that, like, it's because the whole presents thing actually gives him anxiety. Because he's like, oh, I don't like even receiving presents, because what if it's something I don't like, and then I have to pretend that I like it? And then, like, if I give someone a gift and they don't like it, and then they're like, oh, thanks, man. This is great. And, like, that's also kind of put a damper on things. So I definitely hear what you're saying, but, like, some people just, they don't like Christmas, whether it be for, like, my friend who is saying that, or, like, with a loss in the family or loss in your personal life. I know for me personally that I had a loved one pass away closer to Thanksgiving than Christmas, but it was, like, Thanksgiving, Christmas, holiday season is definitely different without them, you know.
Right. Yeah. I didn't even think to talk about that side of it, where like getting gifts can sometimes be a burden because you don't want it to be bad, like especially when someone gives it to you, like, and you're sitting there right there with them, because you don't want to put on a face that's like, I hate that a lot, and you don't want to show that to them, because then they're hurt, and then it just creates a whole situation, right? But that's a good point. But Noah, if you can muster the ability to speak without having audio issues, do you want to add to the conversation?
Yeah. Truth be told, I don't know how to feel about Christmas this year. I would usually say I'm happy for it, but this year I find myself dreading Christmas because, as some of you know, in this past year, around the time of February, I lost my father. And, you know, that was always one person I had for Christmas, and it's just going to be very different this year, and it's just one of those things I'm actually kind of dreading this year.
Interesting. But yeah, that's another good point, actually, is that maybe, like, because I gave the example of they lost their loved one in, like, near the season, but what, maybe they didn't lose it near the season, and maybe they lost them in the beginning of the year, or in the middle, doesn't matter where they lost them, but now you have to do a Christmas without them. Now, that can be even harder because it just happened, whereas, like, the person I was talking about, my example, they lost them a while ago. But when it comes to, like, Noah's situation, I'm not going to talk about him specifically, but that's happened to people. And I'm sure it's happened, like, maybe even someone listening to this right now, that's happened to you as well, where you lost a family member sometime this year, and now you're placed with the burden of now you have to do a Christmas without them. And it's unavoidable to try and say to yourself, oh, I'm just gonna try not to think about it, because you're gonna think about it. There's no scenario where you're gonna attempt to try and just forget, because you're gonna remember. You're gonna be like, oh, this is the time where I talked with them and I did this with them and stuff like that. You're gonna automatically think about them, and so there's no possible way you can just avoid it. And so that's gonna be really hard. And I know a lot of people that, like I said, Christmas is, you know, it's gonna suck this year because of those reasons, where they either lost someone, or maybe in previous years they lost someone near Christmas, so same type of idea. Now they have to do a Christmas without them, and that just sucks, and there's no way to get around it. I think what we should kind of lean into now that we've kind of talked about the sad and serious part of it, is I want to talk about the more joyous side of it, because we gotta have, you know, we gotta have balance in the universe. Perfectly balanced as all things should be. I heard that, heard a wise man say that once. And the way Christmas, I think, works is I love seeing the joy that is placed around the world. And specifically what I mean is, for example, we were going Christmas shopping. This was like 2 weeks ago. We were going Christmas shopping, and we were in a plaza type of area. And the plaza actually had decorated for Christmas. They have all these different trees around that have lights on them. There's these archways of lights that are in there as well. Just, it looks fabulous. And we drive by, and mind you, this is, it's snowing outside. We drive by, and these people are just playing in the snow. There's couples that are walking together. There's people that are just laying in the snow, looking up at the sky. It just looked so amazing to see people just having a great time and relaxing. It just looked amazing. And, like, I love that kind of stuff. The decorations, like, people go, some people go ham, some people keep it to minimal. We personally just keep it to a minimal, whereas we like to decorate inside, because we don't give two hoots what people see on the outside. We like to decorate on the inside, but a lot of people decorate on the outside. In fact, I went to a place near me where you can drive, it's a neighborhood, and it's free to get in, where you can drive around or walk around in the neighborhood and see all these different amazing lights. Like, someone was literally playing Home Alone on their garage with a projector. And I'm like, that's hilarious, that's amazing. And so it's just like those types of things. I love the joy that comes, that stems from Christmas, and the different celebrations that people have. Now, we've talked about Christmas traditions before, and so we're not gonna harp on that again, but a lot of traditions are amazing, like the tradition of, like I just talked about, setting up lights and setting up decorations, the tradition of baking cookies with your family. I actually just did that yesterday. I baked cookie, well, for me, it was yesterday. I just baked, I made the peanut butter ones with the Hershey Kisses on top. We made the sugar cookies, and we made chocolate chip. And so we baked it as a, well, not as a full family, but I baked it with my family, so that was amazing. And then this week I'm going to be wrapping presents, and so that's, when you're wrapping presents, you know you're getting close to Christmas. So yeah, I just love that type of feeling. But John, you want to jump right in?
Yeah, I will say, like, when we talked earlier about, like, the what it means to us and the joy we get from giving presents and getting presents, there's so much more about the holiday season, about Christmas, that brings joy to so many people that it's amazing to see. Like, you see all the different people setting up the Christmas decorations, or even if they don't set up Christmas decorations, maybe they're listening to Christmas music. Or I know one person had, who went to my school, had a lot of, like, Christmas themed outfits every day of school that I saw them. So, like, the amount of joy it just inherently brings to people outside of the main event on the day is amazing to see. What I talked about in the small talk section was, you know, the place I'm going to is a Christmas event, you know, so that, like, that sort of thing happens so rarely, it feels like. A lot of places, businesses or whatever, they're like, let's just throw out some decorations and maybe charge more for the Christmas stuff. But they don't have, like, themed things, you know? Or at least I don't see it as often.
Interesting. Yep, I mean, that makes sense. Yeah, John, like I said, I know the place he's referring to, I just didn't know what they did. Because I've apparently, back when I was in high school, there was a group of people that had gone there, and they were talking about it. I was in the group, but I haven't been there, so I wasn't really adding much to the conversation. But I was asking them, like, hey, what does this do? And they were kind of vague with their answer. It made it seem like it was, like, a bad place or something. But maybe they just didn't like it that much, and that's why they didn't have much to say about it. But yeah, going to those types of events. Like, I just talked about going to, like, the neighborhood thing. And John's talking about going to his thing. And so doing those things are, like, really enjoyable, and they can be a lot of fun, especially if you're going with people that you care about. Like, we might have been cooped up in a car in the neighborhood thing I was talking about, but we were still together at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. But Noah, you wanna jump into the conversation?
Yeah, sure. But yeah, I do like this time of the year, because it does bring out just this really cool joy in people. Or actually, last night, I was with my mom and my little sister, And we went around this neighborhood where they had all kinds of Christmas lights out, and it was actually this one house that went, like, all out and had this display where the lights would go to, like, the beat of Christmas music, and they actually had a little radio station that you could tune into so you could listen to the music and watch the show at the same time.
Interesting.
But, yeah, it's pretty cool to see what some people do, because that was actually very creative.
Yeah, it's like I've actually seen those types of things before, where they have lights and they go to the beat of the music, and it's really fun to see that, because like they'll play Christmas music, obviously they'll play like Jingle Bells or whatever, and it'll go to the thing in the music. I'm like, that's pretty sick. I don't know how those work. I guess because there's a lot of things that I've seen where they do that, like you can. They're not Christmas related, but they're like these little hexagon things you can place on your wall, and apparently they're Wi-Fi enabled, so they'll go to the music. And I've always been fascinated by that kind of stuff. But yeah, people oftentimes do that for Christmas, and actually, I'm pretty sure I've seen those in the neighborhood thing I was talking about earlier. But yeah, so Christmas is obviously a time of, for some people, it's a time of joy, time of love, time for spending time with family. And like what we talked about at the beginning of this episode, sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's just not. And we gotta, you know, it's sad to think about that type of thing, but it's just how life is. But with that being said, I think we can move into kind of the next area I wanted to talk about, which is Christmas Day specifically. I want to know, like, because Christmas Day is really busy for most people. Because, first of all, there's no working. There's no, like, everything's closed pretty much, except for, like, very minor things. I guess I apologize to everyone that works at Waffle House, because I don't know what, you know, you just gotta go work on Christmas. I don't know who willingly works on Christmas, but, I mean, I guess it's a battle to, between your coworkers to get Christmas off, if your thing is open for Christmas, because they can't have everyone off, obviously, because then no one's working.
Right.
But yeah, so for most people, it's a non-work environment. For me and for my family, it is. And on Christmas Day, what we usually like to do is, now that we've moved, we have Christmas. We have two Christmases, really. So we have Christmas Eve, which is a Christmas, essentially, because my mom's boyfriend doesn't have his kids on Christmas Day. He has it on Christmas Eve. So we have a Christmas on Christmas Eve. And then we have Christmas Part 2, the Electric Boogaloo, on Christmas Day, where we drive down to my family. We spend time with them. We have a Christmas brunch type thing over there. And then we open presents and stuff, and then we go to my other grandparents and, like, you know, that kind of thing. And then I believe we go back the same day. That's what we did last year. I would just go back the exact same day. So it's a lot of driving. It's 6 hours of driving that day. So it's pretty busy all around, but I still think it's pretty enjoyable. But John, what is your typical Christmas day look like?
Typically on Christmas, my dad will make French toast for breakfast, and he'll actually use eggnog to make it.
Interesting.
And then we usually all eat, and after we eat, we open presents. And then usually for the rest of the day, we all just kind of hang out. We play card games or board games or video games. I remember one year, me and my siblings pulled out the GameCube. This is like maybe 4 years ago.
Interesting.
Maybe more. We pulled out the GameCube and played Super Smash Bros. Melee.
Did your brother stab you?
I think so. Probably at least once.
Let's go! He made the prophecy come true!
But, yeah, it's just like, we all kind of hang out. Sometimes we have a larger Christmas dinner. Sometimes we just have something like lasagna or pizza or something that everyone enjoys.
Right. I think it was you that said this. I think for not only Thanksgiving but for Christmas, you guys don't have a typical, I guess what I should say, like a typical Christmas Thanksgiving dinner, right? You guys don't do like turkey, stuffing, potatoes. You do some other stuff. Like, I think I'm pretty sure it was you who said you had lasagna for Thanksgiving 1 year, as opposed to like a turkey or whatever.
Traditionally, yeah, that's how we've had it, especially when my dad was pastoring, because the church would have a Christmas and Thanksgiving dinner as well, and then we'd just be eating, like, two Thanksgiving dinners and two Christmas dinners, and it got to the point where So for a long time, yeah, we did that. Lately, we've kind of, now that my dad isn't pastoring, we've been moving closer to just having the traditional stuff. Like this last Thanksgiving, we had turkey, we had ham, we had mashed potatoes, I believe. Mm. And there's like a couple things that we'll have that isn't typically Thanksgiving or the Christmas way. Like we have mac and cheese a lot. A lot of my family likes mac and cheese.
Mm, interesting, yeah.
I don't know if that's traditionally Thanksgiving or Christmas dinner.
It is in the South. Typically up north, not necessarily. But no one's stopping you, right? But typically in the South, like Georgia, Kentucky, like those places, they do mac and cheese for not only Thanksgiving, but for Christmas as well, I think.
Right. Which I guess sort of makes sense, because they live somewhere in the South-ish.
Right. But, alright, so that's a pretty... it's kind of interesting, because I think that, I know you said you're slowly starting to turn back into the more, I guess, quote-unquote normal. I mean, what's normal to anybody? But even then, I still like the idea that you just mix it up some years back in the day, but you just mix something up, like, oh, let's do lasagna. And Noah, I think, was the person that said they did stuff from around the world sometimes. I can't remember if that was Thanksgiving or Christmas. It probably was Thanksgiving. But speaking of Noah, what is a typical Christmas day look like for you?
Traditionally, for the last few years now, Christmas has looked like this for us. We do kind of similar to Ethan. We have a Christmas Eve where we go to my step-grandfather's great-grandma's house. And we have a little get-together there where it's mainly his siblings and his mother, but we still do like a white elephant and give so on. But we also just chill out and eat, and it's usually a good time. Then Christmas Day, we get up about usually 6-7 o'clock in the morning, do presents, and then and you were right, Ethan. We actually look up a different hot chocolate recipe from around the world every year.
Mm.
I don't remember what we're doing for this year, but yeah, we usually do that in the morning, followed by I think cookies for breakfast because, well, it's Christmas.
Cookies for breakfast.
Yeah, then we get to the point where it's usually about 11, sometimes noon. We go over to my grandma's house where we just have a smaller little kind of Christmas. We give them presents, they give us presents, we say thank you.
Okay, thank you for clarifying. You say thank you. I thought you just flipped them off and left.
No. But yeah, we just have a little smaller Christmas there. Come home, and then kind of like John, we just chill out for the rest of the day.
Yeah, like, as much as I would love to do what John does, where he, like, he plays games and stuff, I think we'd get home at, like, 9, so we technically could, but I think we're just so worn out at that point that we don't. If anything, we do it the next day, because I don't personally work that next day, my mom doesn't, so I think we could do it the next day. But on Christmas Day specifically, it's just it's a day that's hard to calculate what's going to happen, especially when you're traveling on Christmas Day. Because traveling the days a couple before, that you're going to run into some traffic issues, you're going to have a lot of problems. But because most people are already at their family's location on Christmas, there's not much traffic on Christmas Day, at least not in my area. So, but it's still hard to gauge the time, because it's for me, for example, it's 3 hours to drive down to my family, and then 3 hours back, so it's 6 hours total, give or take, obviously. And so that's 6 hours out of Christmas Day that is just sitting in the car, right? So I get, like I said, as much as I would love to do that type of stuff, because it does sound really fun to do, like just pull out a GameCube, start playing Super Smash Brothers, Super Smash each other in the face. I don't think we'd be able to do that. Like, or maybe if we did, we'd be too worn out to even want to play the game anyway. So, but yeah, you know, that's just how it is. Yeah, very interesting outlooks on the Christmas days. Yeah, so I think we touched on that one pretty well. And I think, so John, did you have any, like, specific Christmassy thing you wanted to talk about?
I didn't have anything in mind, other than, like, what we've already kind of talked about.
Well, I mean for the true meaning of Christmas, though. Like, I mean, like... Is there, besides family, because like, obviously family is definitely a part of it for everybody. Like, that's the one thing everyone most likely shares. But there's got to be some other small, even small, like, minute things that mean a lot to you on Christmas. So, like, what are those types of things?
I would say, just, like, the cozy environment means a lot to me. A lot of times when I think of Christmas, I think of cozy vibes, because typically it's, you know, it's cold, so we're all, like, kind of bundled up, and maybe we have a fire going if we have a fire. We don't have a fireplace where I live now, so it's just, we have a heater on. But, you know, we'll have a, just, maybe a hot chocolate or just hot beverage, and sitting all around the couch or on comfy chairs. It's always, when I, in my memories, when I picture Christmas, it's always cozy. So that's a huge part for me.
That's a great answer, actually. It's like, so by cozy, I'm assuming you mean like obviously the word, and then also you mean not stressful, right? Because if it's stressful, it can't be that cozy. And I think that's a big piece that I now John has helped me remember is stress is unfortunately a massive part in the Christmas season. Because, actually, Noah touched on this actually a little bit earlier, where it's a stressful time of the year because, first of all, you got to get gifts. And I think John and Noah talked about this, maybe it was the last episode, maybe it was the episode before, where they haven't shopped for at least back in that episode, they didn't shop for anybody yet. And that's stressful, because, like, you got to think of what they want, because sometimes Noah said this before as well, that he got no answer for what they wanted. They were just like, oh, I don't want anything or whatever. And that, first of all, not only sucks as an answer, but, like, it sucks for you, because then you got to figure out, oh, well, I need to get them something. I'm not just going to give them nothing. And I talked about how there's ways to get around it, but it's still stressful at the end of the day. And then there's the in-person shopping, which is even more stressful because you got to deal with other people. You got to hopefully the store still has the item you're looking for. Hopefully the deal is still running on the item you're looking for. Like, all these different factors come into play, and stress plays a big part, unfortunately. Luckily, once Christmas Day has arrived, hopefully most of the stress is gone. But you got to wait a whole month for that to happen, and so the entire month of December can honestly be pretty stressful for a lot of different people. So that plays a massive part into Christmas as well. But so Noah, same question. What are some, besides family, because we already talked about that, what are some small, minute details of Christmas that means a lot to you?
I would say, kind of similar to John, I mainly just have memories of just being around the family, and like John said, it's usually pretty fucking cold, so we're all either bundled up under blankets, or we have like our sweats on and long sleeve shirts. It's mainly just us being comfortable and, you know, just sitting somewhere comfortable, not worrying about anything, just joking around with everybody.
All right. So yeah, some small minor things for me, for example, is I love baking cookies. I should be careful how I say this. I'm a chef. I'm not a baker. I can't bake for the life of me. If I were to go on MasterChef and they were to pull out a baking thing, I'm gone before it even starts. Because, like, obviously I know certain, like, ways of baking, but, like, for example, here's a little behind the scenes of my life, I guess, is I was making those peanut butter cookies I was talking about with the little Hershey Kisses on top, and it calls for a lot of flour, so we had to double the batch. So it's quite a lot of flour that we needed to use. And as I was trying to fold it into the bowl, the spatula I was using slipped, and so it flung flour at me, and it was like a flour grenade, because my shirt was all white, my face was white, I had to move it, my glasses got a bunch of flour on it, and so it was just a mess. So that tells you how bad I am at baking, but I still like doing it, just because, first of all, I like the end product, you know, you gotta love a good cookie. And then they're homemade because you're the one that literally made them. So and it's just the entire process of it. And listening to Christmas music while you're doing it is pretty awesome. I'll probably touch on Christmas music actually right after this. But yeah, so that's probably one of the smaller things that we do during the Christmas season that I truly love. And actually just decorating the tree. I'm surprised no one said that yet. I love just decorating the tree. Getting to look at the tree, look at the kind of almost art that you've done. And each Christmas tree says something about the family that made it. Because some people have a star on the top, some people have an angel on top, some people have a completely different thing on top, right? And then it depends what ornaments are you using, what type of garland are you using, what type of lights are you using, normal lights or RGB lights. Like, it's just so interesting to see other people's trees and what they've done with it, and that kind of thing. So that's another like minor thing, because I guess it's a symbol of Christmas, but it's still a thing you do in like 2 hours, right? So it's like, once you set it up, you're done, and you leave it up there for a little bit. Speaking of which, this is Christmas related, so I'm gonna ask it. So, what is your acceptable amount of time for leaving the Christmas tree up? John, we'll start with you. What is the most acceptable time for people to leave the tree up?
Okay, so typically we usually take it down, I think, a week or two after Christmas. The longest amount of time that is acceptable. But if I went to somebody's house and they had a Christmas tree up, the point in time which I would be kind of like put off by that, be like, why do you have a Christmas tree up? So it would probably be like mid-January, maybe February. Because if I went to someone's house and it's like February 20th and they have a Christmas tree up, but not February, I meant January 20th. January 20th, they have Christmas tree up. I'm like, have you, like, been super busy the past months? Or do you just not care about, you know, the Christmas tree being up? And it's, I would say, less if it's a real tree. Because, like, if it's a real tree, if you're not watering that thing, it's gonna look bad eventually.
Yeah. Interesting answer. All right, Noah, what's the most acceptable time for you?
So, for me... for my family, we usually wait about 2 to 3 weeks to take the Christmas tree down. The longest I think we've ever waited to take it down was about a month. But I would say the longest amount of time to where I wouldn't find it acceptable to have a Christmas tree still up would be like March 15th.
March?
That is,
okay, so John, so you're the type of person that John's walking into your house and he's just questioning your existence as to why you still have a Christmas tree in March.
No, I'm saying that would not be acceptable if you still have a Christmas tree up then.
Yeah, but even still, that implies February 28th is still acceptable. Either way, for me, I think, and I guess I'm the most stingy out of the three of us, for me, I think after New Year's, that's it. The Christmas season's over, the New Year started. And it's time to take it down. Now you the tree itself you can take down. You can still leave some like minor decorations up. Like, who cares about those, right? But the tree itself, I think after New Year's, I think that's enough time. If you're the type of person that puts the Christmas tree up before October, then yes, you should be taking it down after New Year's. If you just put it up like December 12th, then I can see why you'd want to keep it around for a little bit longer. So I guess it also depends on when you put it up.
Right,
but for us, we put it up right after Thanksgiving, right after Halloween. So for us, we leave it. That's about a solid 2 months. So we like to leave it up right after New Year's is when we start thinking about taking it down. The last thing I want to talk about is Christmas music. Because now I'm not talking about like what you consider to be Christmas. I'm talking about like typical Christmas music, like Jingle Bells. White Christmas, like all these different things, right? Because it's the one time of the year where listening to Christmas music is acceptable, right? I'm not talking about you walk into Walmart in July and they're playing Mariah Carey, right? I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about it's the one time of the year where you're allowed to listen to Christmas music. So I'm curious to hear what your guys' favorite Christmas tracks are. Again, I'm talking about traditional stuff. I'm not. You can't just say, oh, well, you know that Spider-Man song was pretty cool. I count that as a Christmas song. Shut up, John. You can't count that. I'm talking about typical Christmas songs that play on the radio and like that kind of thing. So what are some of your favorite top hits, John?
For me, I would say You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch. I really like it. And there's a bit of personal history of nostalgia with that one.
You're saying you're the Grinch?
Yeah, yep. That's exactly what I'm saying. I stole Christmas.
We figured it out! We figured out who it's again. It's the biggest Scooby-Doo mystery we've ever seen. We've unmatched the Grinch.
I really like that one. I really like I like a lot of the classic ones. I guess it's hard to say like all of them without just being like, I like Jingle Bells, I like It's a Wonderful...
Well, you can say your top hits.
Right. So that one's a good one. In a more meme-worthy sense, I like the... Christmas Time Is Here, which is in Charlie Brown, which I associate with the sadness of Christmas, because it's Christmas Charlie Brown. Charlie Brown is depressed, as he always is. So whenever I'm like pretending to be sad, or sometimes if I am sad and just want a little chuckle, I'll put that on and be like,
"All right, interesting." Noah, what are some of your favorite Christmas top hits?
So a few that jumped to mind for me is Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Frosty the Snowman, and those are a few that I don't mind, because I worked in a retail store for like 8-7 months. I worked during the Christmas time. Somewhere in my brain, there is just a huge chunk of Christmas music that's just played over and over on the sound system of the store.
So what you're saying is that you hate Mariah Carey, then? That's what you're saying?
I could actually confidently say, I fucking hate Mariah Carey's Christmas songs. Jesus Christ, do I not need to hear another goddamn Mariah Carey song in my goddamn life?
I guess this is about how strongly I felt about the peeing in the shower episode. We found Noah's peeing in the shower episode.
God, fuck Mariah Carey. She's so annoying.
All right, I guess we're never going to have Mariah Carey in the podcast. Damn it. There goes my plan.
That would be absolutely wild.
Dude, imagine Noah said this, and then it's like 2 months later, we bring her on the podcast. Noah just has to, like, Noah just mutes himself the entire episode.
I would have to mute myself, because I would just be like, listen here, you bitch.
Wow, that's grim. No, I don't personally like her either. She was obviously never, I was joking, she was never a person we were going to have on here. But, yeah, it's just purely because I hear it so often, and it's annoying, and to me, it's not even that good of a song. So, you know, I'm talking about the main one, I don't know what else she's done. Yeah, in terms of my top hits, White Christmas, beautiful song. I need to quickly stall and look at the name of this one, because I forget, it's not, I guess it's traditional, but I forget the name of it sometimes. What else? Oh, Carol of the Bells also, freaking amazing.
Oh, yeah.
So, Carol of the Bells, it's like, the original is still good, the original is amazing. I personally listen to the one, it's, so if Santa was a Dark Souls boss, is the name of the song, and it's just Carol of the Bells, but it's extremely epic. Because it's making it sound like a Dark Souls boss.
Right. I've seen a lot of, like, memes that vaguely related to that song with Santa as a Dark Souls boss, and they call him Santa Lord of Coal.
Yeah, that's great. So I found the one I was talking about. Pick Out a Christmas Tree is another top favorite. Another one of my top favorites is Mary Did You Know? Really good song as well. Jingle Bell Rock, can't go bad with that, or can't go wrong with that. Santa Claus is coming to town, Deck the Halls, like obviously the rocking around the Christmas tree, like all these different like things. Silver Bells is another one.
What song I forgot?
What?
Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
Yeah, that's that. I can see that. You're the type of person to listen to that one.
I love that one.
Yeah, Oh Holy Night is a good one. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Like, this is the classic. I love all of them. I'm just reading off my playlist right now. Oh, one that is it's a Christmas song because it stems from a Christmas movie is Believe, which is the song at the end of Polar Express, as well as Hot Chocolate. Can't go wrong with that song either. Classic song. If you have not watched Polar Express, then you should be in prison.
You're
Yeah, there's some sort of crime that's happened if you haven't seen. Like, I don't care who likes the movie, right? That's a different thing. But if you haven't seen it at any point in your life, what are you doing? Like, go stop listening to us. Go watch it. Come back and then finish
it. John, have you seen that theory? It wasn't MatPat or anybody. It was a random channel. But have you seen that theory that the kid, the main kid, is that one nerdy kid in a different timeline? Have you seen that wacky theory?
I have not.
So, like, you know that kid with the glasses that seemingly knows a bunch of stuff that doesn't make any sense? And, like, he ends up in places that he shouldn't be type of thing? Right. Apparently, that is a past version of the main character we see in the movie. And I thought, and like they started listing off all these different like evidence points to kind of like how MatPat does. They list off all these different evidence points. I'm like, damn, they might be onto something. And and when they tweeted or when they talked to the dev, not the dev, I'm thinking of game devs. When they talked to the director, like all the way back then, they asked him, "Hey, what idea were you going for with that one kid? And were we close?" And he said nothing. He didn't say anything. And so that tells me that they might be close. They might not have it exactly, but they might be close. And if that is close, that's wild. You know what I mean?
If he didn't respond, then they were probably very close.
Yeah, because he didn't want to say anything. Because he knew if he said anything, it might lead people in a different direction. So he probably didn't say anything. But
either that or they got so close, and I was like, oh, shit, I gotta change some stuff.
Change it? It's a 24-year-old movie?
Yeah, change the movie after it's released. That's not how that works.
Anyway, but yeah, back to the actual song. But yeah, Believe is an amazing one, and Hot Chocolate. Always that one's less of a song I'm going to sing to, more so of a song I'm just going to jam to, you know what I mean? But some pretty good songs there. But I think that's about where we're going to wrap up the True Meaning of Christmas episode here. We're about out of time anyway. Yeah, in terms of points, I just gave you points based on the things we talked about. Noah lost 20 points at the beginning for insulting John and swearing, and then he lost 10 more points for audio issues. So, John, you win. Congratulations. But, John, do you have a winner's speech?
Yes, I will say that this is what Christmas means to us. And if you have like, that is accurate to my experience with Christmas, that's cool. We would like to hear from you guys if you know where to find us. But if you want to hop on my Twitch channel while I'm streaming one day, be like, listen, this is the lowdown with Christmas. Let us know. And also, a huge part is that Noah is wrong all the time. That's important to know.
All right. Noah, do you have a losing speech?
If I ever get reins of this podcast again, there is going to be hell to pay, John. Mm-hmm. Your name's first.
I always lose when you host, so it doesn't really pay.
Oh, you're not just going to lose. It's going to be great. It's going to be amazing. You won't even know what fucking hit you.
I can't wait for Noah to give us his idea, and then it sucks, and we say no.
His idea is like he takes away 1 point.
that's a topic idea.
Yes, I've got going through my mind.
Hey, John, do you sniff that right now? Do you smell that in the air right now?
Yeah, it smells like bullshit.
No, I was gonna say it smells like salt, but that works too. This is bullshit, the movie, but still can't get over that. I swear, besides John getting stabbed in his dream, it's one of the funniest things ever said on this damn podcast. Because, again, it's just the way he said it. If he would have said, this is bullshit, the movie, like, if he said it slowly, it still would have been probably funny. But it wouldn't have been as funny if he just said it so nonchalantly out of the blue, like he did that one episode. Go see Detective Cinema Game Show if you want to hear what we're talking about. But there we go. With that being said, guys, we're gonna leave you here. We hope all of you, next time we hear from you, it's going to be after Christmas. So hope you guys have an amazing Christmas, and hopefully you get to spend time with your family. And even if you're one of those people that we talked about before, where unfortunately you don't have a family to celebrate with, or you don't have someone special to celebrate with, that's okay. I hope you have a great day anyway. And try to look on the bright side if you possibly can. There's still good things that can come out of Christmas, even if you can't celebrate. So, yeah. But that's going to do it. So thank you guys so much for listening. We hope we provoked a conversation, made you laugh along the way. And you can find me over on YouTube, @FlabsXGaming, on YouTube. I am on Twitch, but I'm not currently doing anything. I don't have any plans at the moment, because now that I have a job, I'm more focused on YouTube, the podcast, and that. So right now, Twitch is going to be on the sidelines. Maybe once I move and get my own place, then I'll worry about it then. At the moment right now, I'm not too worried about it. But you can still find me over there and if you want to. John kind of plugged himself at the beginning, so he doesn't get it this time. No, I'm just kidding. But you can find John at Jeevan Stevens over on Twitch. He's uploading YouTube as well. I keep getting notifications for like something about Satan and Santa. I don't know what the heck that's about, but he's uploading that over there, so you can go. If you want to hear the adventures of Satan and Santa, then go ahead, check him out on YouTube as well. You can find Noah at NoahDog5434 over on Instagram for the five of you that have that. And you can also find our Provoker's official account over on Instagram as well. And we post a couple stuff. Right now it's dormant because there's not really much to post about, because right now Meet the Provokers is still being worked on. Same thing, I think I said, I keep pushing this off because this is the Christmas episode. I'm not going to insert my song in the trilogy in this episode. Well, you'll get to hear it soon. I'll have to find the right place for it, because it didn't make sense in the game show, and it doesn't make sense for this one. So I'll find a way to put it, but it'll be on an episode I host, so you'll get to know it from that. But the first people that get to know about the song's release will be both Patreon people as well as people that follow us over on Instagram. So if you're not followed, then go do it, because you'll be the first to know. Speaking about Patreon, we have two different types of Patreon stuff. So we have the classic tiers. You got all the jazz over there. You already know about the jizz is over there. The more you spend, the more rewards you get. You can actually get on the podcast depending on how much you spend. If you choose to do that, obviously this is the money grabbing time of the year, so we don't expect anything from any of you. Obviously, it's just if you choose to do it, then feel free. One of my personal favorite sides of Patreon though is the extended cut episodes, where we just have like 30 to 40 minute episodes. They don't mean anything. There's no host. There's no point system. There's no winner, loser. There's no nothing. We just have a lot of fun playing games over there, talking about random stuff, and it has nothing to do with the podcast itself. It's just bonus content if you choose to get it. So check us out over there if you want to go do that. But I think it's going to do it. So thank you guys so much for listening, and we hope you have a Merry Christmas, and we'll see you guys next time.